All right, so I think we are ready to start. Good morning, everyone. The mayor's going to direct some traffic here. I'm Eric Knepp. I'm the park superintendent for the city of Madison, and I'm very pleased to be here today at the Warner Park Community Recreation Center for our official grand opening of the expansion of this facility. It's been long in the making. There's so much history in the building that's been here since the late 90s, the expansion work to plan for it. Great asset on the north side and for the entire community, and we're just very excited to be able to officially do a ribbon cutting, enjoy some food, enjoy company, and talk about the future and what this facility will do for the community. So I have the pleasure first of introducing a former Northside Alder who shared a vision in this building with me before I was the superintendent of thinking about who you serve, how you serve them, and who you're not thinking about, and who you can do more for. That conversation in 2012 changed my perspective in many ways. I don't remember what the meeting was, Mayor, but it was certainly a great meeting, talking about leading with empathy, understanding, and meeting community needs. That led to a whole sojourn through a variety of planning processes that led us here with an emphasis on serving kids and Northside vulnerable residents who need this kind of community space. And we're here. And, you know, it takes a decade sometimes, but we're very glad to be here. And so I'm super pleased to introduce a thought partner who drove a massive investment on the north side, Mayor Satcher Oates Conway.
Thank you. Thank you, Eric. I'm really excited to be here today. I want to start by thanking a few people specifically, but really everybody who's been a part of this project. Alders, of course, Alder Matthews, Alders Glenn and Lieberman are here as well. I want to thank all of the park staff, particularly the center staff, and the arts staff as well, who helped make this happen. Eric said, I was the alder for the center for 6 years. And when I should probably go back a little farther. Before this place existed, the Northside community said, we need something. We need a center. We need a place for the community to be. And it was really regular folks, Northsiders, coming together who organized, who lobbied the city, who raised money, and not an insignificant amount of money, to get the original building built. And so this center, the Warner Park Center, was created because the community came together to build a place for community recreation. And when I became alder, this building was serving some of the community, but not all of the community. And that was a problem. And that was something that I felt really strongly needed to change, that we needed to be serving everybody in this community, and that in particular, that young people needed to feel welcomed when they walked through the doors of this building. And that wasn't true 20 years ago. It is, I believe, now true, and it has been changing, firstly because of the excellent staff, thank you, Terrence, who took over and totally reimagined our approach to what this building was about and who it was for. And now it is even more true with this new addition, and particularly with this incredible art that is surrounding us. This expansion happened because the community asked for it. It happened because residents shared their vision for more space, for more recreation, for more places to gather, for more gym space in particular. And today we get to celebrate that vision, the vision that the community had, is now a reality. And is here for the community to use. This is way more than a building, right? This is a community a heartbeat. This is a place where people come together, where kids play, where teens learn, where adults get to stay active, and older adults can connect with each other, but also with folks of all ages. And that is part of the beauty of this place. These new spaces and the redone spaces are going to provide even more opportunities for the North Side to come together and to be healthy, which is really important. In addition, because everything has to serve multiple purposes in the city, we try and be really efficient with your tax dollars. These spaces are now more energy efficient. We installed a geothermal system, so we are getting a better bang for our buck in terms of energy. It's more sustainable. We have more solar on the building. And of course, we have new and modernized amenities to serve the people who use this building. And we can do all of that while helping to meet our sustainability goals. And that is going to be true for the lifetime of this building. I want to thank also the school district, UW-Madison, city agencies, engineering and planning, and of course parks. It takes a village to build a building like this. It takes a lot of people. All the people that worked on the building, the trades that did the work. And I also want to thank particularly our folks in planning and arts for making sure that there was art in this building. And I think, you know, just look around. It's pretty fantastic, right? It's really beautiful. And even more importantly, this art is of the community, by the community, for the community. The project brought together middle and high school students from MMSD with, and yes, I'm going to say all of the plaudits, an internationally recognized artist and UW-Madison professor, Faisal Abdullah. Thank you so much for facilitating this. Over the course of 8 weeks, the students were compensated for their time. They were provided with meals. They kept sketchbooks. They thought about what they wanted to have in this space, what images spoke to them, what themes they wanted to bring in. And they designed and created this project. And so it is really their voices that you see, their vision that you see on the walls here. And I think that really reflects our arts staff commitment to have the art that we put into our community and our buildings reflect that community, and in particular to reflect youth voices. So I really want to thank all of the young people, the young artists that did this work, because it's really incredible. Let's give them a round of applause. And now anyone who walks through this space is going to get the message that you need to reach for your goals. Now, whether that's making the basket or getting into college or getting your job, the next job, or whatever it is, you define your goals, but you're going to get a reminder to reach for them when you walk through this space. And I think that's really important. I also want to thank the facility manager, Zach Watson, who calls this center a stable north for the surrounding community. I think that's a really beautiful metaphor. This artwork honors that legacy by centering creativity, inclusiveness, and nature as values that connect the past of the North Side with its present and with its future. So here's to the Warner Park Center being the stable north for the North Side for years and decades more to come. Thank you all so much for being here and being a part of this celebration.
Thank you, Mayor. I now get to introduce the current alder for this lovely building, park, and the District 12 alder, Alder Julia Matthews.
Thank you. So I am I've only been an alder for a little over 1 year. I've been in the district and was learning about the district for a few years longer than that, but I really appreciate having learned the context of how this building came to be just now. It was apparent from the very beginning of me learning about the district in the area that this is an extremely unique space. It's the only city-run community rec center in the city. And so I always knew there was a huge asset over here on the north side amongst all the other great amenities that we have. But to know that it came about because the community came together and put in that work so long ago is really exciting. I also just want to shout out that from my very first meetings with folks about this project, which was well underway by the time I was here, the care and excitement for what this was going to bring for the youth of the area was top every time that I talked to staff. And just even the first tour that I took of this building with the new gym, when the old gym was still, you know, underway, the excitement for the capacity that this was going to build for kids to be able to come and have good recreation space that was safe and welcoming was extremely inspiring to me. I know, having grown up in Madison, I was very privileged to be able to spend a lot of time outside and with friends and all over the place as a kid, you know, making trouble and having fun with my friends and never worried about anyone else caring that I was where I was. And I know that that's not the case now, and it wasn't the case then probably for a lot of folks growing up as well. So to know that we have a dedicated space for youth to be in this area when so many businesses and other areas have, you know, signs that if you're a teenager, you're not allowed to be here by yourself. Even businesses where it's teenagers who are doing the work, they're allowed to be there, but not their friends or kids that are just looking for a place to be. So I'm very moved by that. I was also very excited to see the new upgrades for the geothermal and the solar. I almost thought for a second that I was going to get to mention that. I was surprised, but but no, that's really great. It's building the sustainability and even just bringing down, you know, a little bit the operational costs, because that's such a struggle for the city. So anything that can be put back into services and the actual, you know, running of this beautiful space. And then the last thing that I will say really quick is that this is the first time that I'm getting to see all of the art here together. And it's so beautiful. And I'm so happy that MMSD students got to have this opportunity and also bring their voices and their vision to this area that is ultimately for them. And then, right, we have obviously still, we've got Newbridge here, we've got MSCR, we have, you know, we really are bringing the whole community together here, and I am so grateful to be the alder for this area. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Alder. As both the mayor and Alder Matthews mentioned, the building, I mean, it's beautiful blocks. There's a bunch of wonderful infrastructure. The geothermal field is super cool. You should take a tour of it, the back of the house part, not the underground part. That would be very hard. But the building is a building. And what happens in the building is the target, right? And I just want to take a moment to acknowledge how many people and organizations make great things happen here, right? So we certainly have, I see MSCR is here, I know Newbridge is here, both core community partners for years from the beginning, providing services to our community. The Park Foundation is here. Our expansion of the Kids Need Opportunities at Warner program wouldn't have even been a conceptual possibility. Some of the things the mayor alluded to of really welcoming folks, that has cost. As Alder Matthews said, operational costs are not easy. And facilities like this do have revenue generation potential, but those are also at an opportunity cost of service. and the foundation's leadership in getting private support to allow us to focus where we need to focus most is super impactful. I don't want those things to go unnoticed. Those partnerships are critical to serving our community at the highest level we can, and they're true partnerships, right? Everybody's got a piece of that puzzle. I also want to thank the partners of City Engineering and Facilities. I saw Amy, I think I saw John, maybe somewhere, I saw someone else, I think John was here, maybe I'm wrong. But designing, planning, running this project, kind of, it's a nightmare project. It's got all kinds of things, right? But planning staff, art staff, Karen, and the folks there, where's Rebecca? There's Rebecca. But the teams who I want to highlight from a planning, city planning perspective, back to the 90s, those residents pushed for it, the planning process embraced it, elevated the need, helped secure and leverage funding, right? These things are not stored. This is not the Parks Division's building. This is the community's building. And it's a high-value community asset that is stewarded in partnership. To me, a super critical partnership in that, the part that I have the most trust in is our team. I trust everyone else and appreciate all that work. But Zach behind me, Terrence was here for years. Carrie's here. I don't know if Jamie's in the room. I see Chad and Nimrod was in the back. These folks every day show up with a really pretty limited staff to provide a pretty significant impact in our community. And I want to name them and thank them. Thank you. And with that, and they show up for the right reasons, consistently, dealing with hard situations, all the things. And I think it's the way I look at it is they have such a clear alignment to purpose, individually and collectively. I've been stunned by our ability to attract talent who really care about what we're trying to do here. One of those folks is right behind me, and I'm going to introduce him, the current Warner Park Community Rec Center facility manager, Zach Watson.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for taking the time to come out here and see our space. I'm going to build on what Eric was saying. You're stealing my thunder with providing these thank yous, but I really want to echo what he said to Jamie, Carrie, Chad, and Nim, and Marcus. This place is, it doesn't exist without you guys, and I can't thank you enough for the time from the beginning when we broke ground to where we are right now. The details, the care, the, like as he said, the consistency, you're helping to shape this space for years to come. So I can't thank you guys enough. Obviously, thank you to the City of Madison for believing in us as a team and right and giving us this opportunity to grow this place. thank you to engineering. Thank you to Amy and planning. You guys, you know, you've been with us since the beginning, obviously pushing us through and making us, even as of yesterday, right? We put that piece up together yesterday. So that was definitely every step of the way. I guess what I'll say is that the feeling of being a part of something bigger than yourself, that is something that I try to strive to show for our youth that are coming through our doors, but also to exemplify that every day when we come to work, right? So this is a place where you can feel part of something that's bigger than you. I had the luxury as a youth, as a kid, coming here when I was in high school in 1999 and playing ball here, to come back and be in my backyard and to give back and to have a space like this to provide the community. I am ultimately thankful to you all, and I'm very grateful for the things that we're going to do. So I appreciate you, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, Zach. I do want to take a quick moment to shout out. I don't think anybody's introduced. Alder Glenn is here. Alder Lieberman is here. Commissioner Hasbrough is here. If I missed anybody else, I apologize. I promise you I was trying to take notes and I'm very bad at it. But it really takes a village. It takes a village to build the building, to have the vision for a building, to build it, to operate it, to sustain it. And what we have here with us is a building built really well that will perform. I mean, the old part of the building is over 27 years old. and it doesn't look like it. I think this is evidence, and I really want to make sure, talk to the cameras, like the public understands we invest wisely in long-term assets that are sustainable, that provide results over the years, right? They're long-term investments. And I'm very proud of this one. I know it's going to be great for 50 plus years, long after I'm gone, and people will be making those memories, connections, and building community. So I want to acknowledge that. The last person I get to introduce was a key part, and Zach talked about installing the art. Faisal's been talked about. This is beautiful. It really brings the space together, gives it a more purpose, vision. But we couldn't do that without the Madison Arts Commission, Karen, and the youth artists driving that. So I get the pleasure of introducing our Planning Division Director, Megan Tuttle.
Good morning, everyone. Also want to echo the excitement and congratulations to everyone that's been involved in making this new part of our community a success. And just want to take a moment to recognize the unique role that the planning team gets to play in helping realize a facility like this. For those of you that know about city planning, we often are looking far in the future and thinking about what the needs and opportunities are for how we're going to grow and how we're going to make sure that our community's needs are met. We don't often get our hands dirty like the other city agencies in actually building those things, except when it comes to our arts program. And I think we're very fortunate to have a city who has committed just like similarly to things like sustainability to arts and placemaking and ensuring that we're able to bring the community together to be part of the creation of these spaces as we're building them. So I want to say a huge thank you to Karen Wolf, who's the city's arts administrator. We also have Nick Pivak here, who's the chair of the Madison Arts Commission. We do a lot of this work in partnership with the commission, so thank you, Nick, for your support. And we do work in partnership with the Friends of the Madison Arts Commission, really to help us make sure that we have the funding in place to make projects like this a success. So I think these are important elements, as you've heard, of not only realizing this space for the community to gather, but also for many members of our community to see themselves, literally see their ideas, their fingerprints, maybe even their silhouettes, right here in this space. And so with that, I actually want to ask if any of the student artists that were part of this project are in the room. Are you here? Yeah? Would you like to come up and join me, actually, for a second? So I'll let you introduce yourself if you want to say your name.
Hello. My name is Jack Robinson Ayer, and I was a part of this program.
And my name is Alicia Lucero, and I was also helping with this.
Great. We're very excited to have you part of bringing a facility like this, bringing this community to the North Side. And we understand that you might have something that you want to share with Faisal.
Yeah.
Is that right? Okay, go ahead.
First one. I got a small head. There you go.
So thank you both, and thank you, Faisal, for helping bring this part of the vision for the center to reality.
I'm pretty jealous of that hat. I'm sorry, I'm just gonna name my feeling at the moment. We are gonna do a ribbon cutting here in just a moment, right here in front of the doors. We certainly encourage the youth artists who are part of it, and really anybody who wants to be a part of it, we'll figure it out. We can figure out how to hold a ribbon, we can make it long. I do wanna highlight one last opportunity for you all. If you wanna enjoy this space, this fall, October 10, Yes, I got it, 10-10. 10-10, the Madison Parks Foundation will be hosting its Picnic at Park here with a theme that is a 1980s prom, which is really terrifying me for wardrobe selections. But great opportunity to give back. And there, the funds that you put into events like that go to the foundation in a way that allows them to support the NO program as it is and where we want to go. So I really want to encourage that, but let's cut a ribbon and then go have some donuts and matcha. What? And eat. Yep. Sponsored. Yes. Sponsored by?
Warner Park Community University.
Sorry. The food is free. I should have said that. Yes, the food is free. I've been thinking that the whole day. I'm always looking for free lunch. Food is free. Enjoy it. Let's cut a ribbon.
Thank you.